It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. It's all hands on deck to fight coronavirus, and the U.S. Army's top virus research lab is also helping out with the effort. The U.S. Army Institute of Infectious Diseases is working on the long-term game to help beat COVID-19. They are working on animal models to test possible treatments and also working on screening antibodies that could be used to make a universal vaccine. Eric Kneeler, contributor to Wired, joins us for how U.S. AMRID is helping out. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Great to be with you today.
There's labs all across the world that are in this fight to find some way to fight back on COVID-19, the coronavirus, and one in particular, the U.S. Army Institute of Infectious Diseases, is also on the case. It's the U.S. Army's top virus research lab. Eric, tell us a little bit about what they're doing, trying to find ways to combat this. From my understanding, one of their main tasks is to develop an animal model which can be used for possible treatments.
That's right. So they're not actually doing the vaccine there right now, but what they're doing is kind of laying the groundwork a couple of different ways. First of all, the animal model is vital because if you cannot properly kind of mimic or forecast what's going to happen in the human body with an animal with a vaccine, then you can't really show that it's going to work. Not all animals will take this virus or be infected by the virus or be protected by a potential vaccine the way humans do. So there's a lot of work going on right now with different animal models, animal species that are used in these epidemiological studies. They're going through all kinds of them right now. They're also working on how much exposure of a virus is needed for infection, but also how much of a vaccine is needed to protect. How quickly does this travel through the air? How quickly does it travel, the vaccine, through a bloodstream, for example? So these are real important sort of tedious laboratory studies that have to be done before the vaccines are ready to go.
We've talked previously on the podcast about the vaccines, and it's going to take a long time, up to a year, people say. And the slowest part of it is the testing in humans. But this is like the long game right here. This is the animal models so that they can see how things are working. Then they can test it on the humans. This is the long game right here, because it's tough to know what's going on when you hear a lot of stuff, the FDA speeding up human trials of certain drugs, different things like that. This is the long game right here. This is what we're hoping will protect us years and years down the road from this. Give us a little bit of background on the U.S. Army Institute of Infectious Diseases. How did they get started? What have they worked on in the past?
This came out of sort of a classified lab back in the 1960s. It worked for the Pentagon on biodefense weapons, biowarfare. It evolved to a kind of a hybrid civilian and military lab in the 70s that was really designed not for offensive weapons and this sort of thing, which were banned, but to come up with treatments for all of the soldiers and sailors and Marines around the world are deployed in some really amazing hostile environments. And so they've also been battling things like Rift Valley fever, equine encephalitis, Japanese encephalitis, malaria. They've worked on all sorts of things like this. More recently, they came up with an Ebola vaccine treatment. They did all the animal model work, all of the studies were conducted there that they just licensed to Merck last year. So USAMRID has a long history of working on emerging diseases, emerging viruses, and finding ways to defeat them.
They expect that by the summertime, they're going to have more than 100 military and civilian scientists and lab technicians working on the coronavirus effort. So there's still a little bit of time to ramp up for this. So what are the next steps for them? They're going to look for these animal models, and then what else are they working on?
Well, they're also working on developing what are called assays or tests. For example, if you have either in an animal or a human, you have to know if that experiment is working. So you have to take samples of amounts of virus or viral load in the body. So they're developing these little chemical assays that help determine what's happening. They're also culturing the virus. They got about 10 drops of blood from one of the very first coronavirus patients in the United States, a guy from Washington State. They took that blood. They were sent it by the CDC in Atlanta. And just with that small amount, they've had enough of the virus that they can basically grow it. So they've been growing the coronavirus and then sharing it with other labs. So it's like a factory or farm for the coronavirus in one of their highly protected contained labs there at Fort Detrick in Maryland.
And they're also working on ways to identify antibodies. I've been hearing a lot about this part of testing people for antibodies. It shows that you might have had it, that you're over it, and you're kind of on the other side of it, basically. You don't have to be worried about necessarily being out in public things. I hear that this is kind of the next wave of testing and stuff, but this is something also that they're working on?
Both at USAMRIID and a sister laboratory called the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, that's in Silver Spring, Maryland, about 40 miles away. They're working on different tests at both places to determine if you've been exposed and whether your body has naturally developed these antibodies. Maybe you haven't even gotten sick. This is really, like you said, this is the way forward. This is how we're going to ensure that people can return to work, that our society can really return to normal, as we've known that people have a natural protection against it. Without these kind of tests that are being done here, the development of these tests that are accurate and proven and scientific, our society just is not going to get back on its feet.
Eric Kneeler, contributor to Wired, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.